When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome back to the B-List, guys. I'm B, and I am joined by a return guest. You guys know her as Tracy Morrissey. I mean, how else would you know her? I said that like you have an alias. She's got her own podcast, Pod Psychology, with Rich Jizriak, and actually ran into Rich last night. We were talking about you for a second.
Oh, ran where?
Briefly. At some Animal. Gay thing. Yeah, some gay shit. The AC was broken in there. Oh my God. It was, I know, right?
Oh my God.
But I don't know what's crazier, the fact that I stayed.
You stayed.
The dog is in the picture. Hi. Right. How are you doing? What's up? It's been a minute.
I'm good. Well, I'm okay.
Yeah.
Last night I took an edible. I took two edibles. I took one before I went to dinner.
My face looks red.
Your face?
Doesn't it look red?
I think because I'm just white.
Okay, yeah. Okay, sorry. Go on.
Ghost. I took a little bit too much. I took like 66 milligrams.
Okay. Which
is like 25 gets me really high.
Okay.
So I took way too much.
I don't know what 60 milligrams like is because I don't take edibles. So like explain it in pop terms.
Okay. It's I was so high that I couldn't do anything. Like,
okay.
And you know, I have a really high tolerance.
Yeah, you do.
I smoke every week on my podcast.
Yeah.
I don't drink it that much really anymore. So like, I'm a smoker. I'm a pothead.
Yeah.
So I also sell pipes, pipedreams.fun.
Pipedreams.fun, guys.
Pipes and bong. But I'm a pothead and I have a high tolerance and I was fucking, so I took a little bit before dinner and then I took a little bit more before dinner and then I smoked a joint, went out to dinner and I was really high. And then we sat down at the table and I was like, oh, I am really high.
Yeah.
And then I took a walk and I thought that would help, but it didn't.
No.
And then and I got home, my friend left. I went home and that's when it like all just like hit me so hard. Also, I'll text you a picture of my face. I have never been this high before in my entire life, and I have been smoking weed for 30 years plus.
Yeah.
So it was major. It was like, I'm not one of those people that like freaks out and
yeah,
because like, you know, some people take an edible,
yeah,
especially if they're new at it and they're like, I'm dying.
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
You're like, you're not dying. I was like, oh no, something's wrong. I'm having an allergic reaction. Like, my ears are throbbing. My mouth is throbbing. Mm. Like, I'm so itchy all over. Oh, I'm freezing. I can't stop shaking. And then I was like, wait, no, I'm just high. I just have to calm down. And that was it. Like, I was able to do like mind over matter, but then I couldn't fall asleep for hours. And I just was awake. And it was so weird because
this sounds terrible.
Really open. My eyes are like this, but then I also couldn't shut them all the way. And so I was just kind of in this like weird daze. And then I went to go see Maxine in the morning.
Oh, by the way, because I texted Tracy, we're doing this on Sunday. We texted. So you must have gone in at like 11 a.m.
Yes.
Around then. Seeing Maxine on a Sunday morning is crazy.
High as fuck.
Oh, my God.
I ate it. They have good breakfast at Nighthawk. Have you ever gotten breakfast? Have
I've
you ever
never
been
gotten
to
the
like an
breakfast
early
there.
show there?
Did you go
Oh, it
alone?
was nice. Like my, I did.
Yeah, I
I
I'm like
really
a
did.
solo movie person too. I had to go see Maxine actually alone. I had tickets with my friend. We had them for like 3 weeks, but at the very last minute, she couldn't go. And then I tried to substitute with another friend. Didn't want to work out. So, did you just send me something or did someone else? Oh,
I
yeah, you
did.
sent me a
You
photo.
see my face
Wow.
when
No,
I
your
posted
eyes
about
look fucking crazy. You kind of look like
I
Giselle
don't even look.
or Robin. I can't decide. It's hard to remember.
I definitely look like I don't know what the fuck is going on. I was like
Jesus.
sweating. Oh my God.
Oh, God.
But yeah, I really wanted to talk about Maxine with you. So like last night when I was high, before I peaked, I was like, you know, I'm just gonna go real early in the morning.
Yeah.
And then I woke up this morning and I was like, it was like Bethany waking up like at
In Berkshire's.
Bluestone Manor. Like,
She
my
yeah,
hair
when
was
she
like
wakes up, she's
all
like,
over the place.
what
I was like,
day is it?
I'm awake.
Water. Water.
Totally.
We'll talk about Bethany in a minute too. I'm finally home, guys. I wasn't able to record the podcast for like a week. Over a week? I can't even. What is time really? But I was in Fire Island for a week, then I had to go to DC
Right.
for work for a week, and then I kind of love DC randomly. You
Oh.
know? It's you're like, no. I
It's
kind of
very
love it's very
clean.
sterile, it's very clean. It's
I'll give it that.
well, did you know
I love the clean
architecturally,
system.
yeah, everything's clean. Did you know architecturally it's everything is kind of or like I guess. What's the word I'm looking for? The city planning, like the layout is kind
Yeah.
of based on a suburb of Versailles. It's like, did you know that? It's like based
I
on,
did.
yeah. It's ugly, but I
I
mean.
used to go to DC a lot. Well, my sister lives in DC. But my mom would bring us there like all the time in the summer to like, because there's just so many museums there.
It's hot.
And like the FBI, you can take a tour. You can take like a tour of any building there, basically. Tour of the FBI building and tour of the Capitol. Although, can you do the Capitol anymore after the insurrection?
I think you can. Just
Okay.
watch out for the shit. Remember when they like literally defecated in the hallways? We don't talk enough about that.
Animals,
Yeah,
absolute
actually.
animals.
Well, get right into it.
Yeah.
Get it out of the way. Did you
What,
watch the
the
debate?
Biden?
Did you watch the debate?
Oh my
Oh my
God.
God.
I was watching. I had to turn it off. I couldn't watch the whole thing.
Yeah.
I think I lasted longer
Most
than
people
most
don't
people.
watch the whole thing. Because like
I
really like all the stuff that most people are going to be focused on is like usually in the first 20 minutes or 30.
Mean, I used to be the type that I would watch the whole thing and then I would watch all the pundits talking after and stuff. I couldn't even. I was just like, this
Yeah.
is so depressing.
You
You're so screwed.
know what's really depressing is that like you kind of like I check out like after about 30, 40 minutes because then they start talking about climate change and I'm like, oh, well, that's already shot. So
Right. Or
that's
yeah.
monopoly money. Like we're way past that point. It's like
They.
when I order like $50 worth of McDonald's, but a large Diet Coke.
Right.
It's like, what are we doing here? It's like when you put like a giant spoiler on the back of like a Honda Del Sol. It's like, what are we doing?
Right.
It's like you're not helping.
Point.
Yeah.
I just was really shocked at how elegant Trump came off
I
comparatively.
know.
Like it just all he had to do, he didn't even really have to do anything. And I was actually very shocked at his restraint. I think that he actually almost felt bad for Joe Biden. I think he was like, oh, like it was because he normally, if I mean, if that had been Hillary Clinton, he wouldn't have like taken his foot off her neck.
Yeah.
But I think that he actually was like, oh no. And
It's always
didn't
scary when he
feel his
practices
heart.
restraint because you know things are bad when he's
I
quiet
know.
online, when he's not tweeting, or I guess he's not really tweet. He'd be truthing because he's on Truth.
Truthing.
So, truthing. Is that what they call it? Truthing?
I don't know. What do they call it?
He's so crazy. Wait, so that's actually one of the first things on my list this week, actually.
What? It's social.
Watching everybody do complete 180 on Kamala. Like, do you remember how much people hated this woman? They were
Oh
like,
my God.
and now I'm like, the entire timeline was Kamala pilled on like Friday. What was it? Not even Friday. It was like by Wednesday of last week, everybody was like, what can be unburdened by what has been? People are like, I want to fall out of a coconut tree. They were
Right,
like,
Venn
Coconut Girl
diagram.
Summer. It's just so insane because I'm like, I can't tell who's being earnest and who's being like.
It's better. It's honestly, I it's better than Biden. Better than Biden should be her tagline. Did you watch
It's
Beef at all?
I no no I mean I've seen
Oh,
every clip, so I've seen enough to like, you know what I
this
mean?
is so Veep. This whole
Yeah,
thing is
so
so Veep. Oh my God. If we know anything from Veep, she'll take over and then she will lose on re-election.
it's just crazy because maybe we really do need Mamala, like Drew Barrymore said. It's just interesting.
Yeah.
I think Kamala kind of fills this void that everyone feels this like pit of despair, and she kind of is just like giggling through. She
Yeah.
provides the memes. She's constantly memeable. Like anything she does, the
Oh,
wheels go round on
completely.
the bus. She's. I just
Mm-hmm.
literally, as we were getting on here, I got like a news update about, they were like, what is it? They call him the second gentleman, Doug, her husband.
Oh, right.
He's tested positive for COVID. I'm like, oh, okay. Like, is this an old news part? Like, what do I
Oh,
do with
that it's
this?
the flirt variant. That's
The
what it's
flirt.
called.
Oh, but
The flirt
what
variant.
do I do with this information? Does he need 7 days off of work?
Well, it's actually it's like, well, now is she gonna get sick? Now can she run?
Oh God,
Wait,
I can't.
when is the DNC? Is it soon?
It's in. I should know this by heart. It's in August. No, it's late July. It's like
Yeah,
at the
it's
end of
definitely
July.
July. It's like
I
soon.
think the 18th is the RNC.
Okay, of July.
Well, one last thing. I think that it would be, if she steps up and runs, if that's what the situation ends up. By the way, I don't really give a shit at this point. Like, I would vote for Biden's left eyeball. If it fell out of his face on a debate stage and popped, I would vote for that. Like, I don't care
Right.
anymore,
I
but you
definitely
know.
over Trump, but like there's a lot of people that are idiots who are just like, I don't like either of them. I'll vote for Kennedy.
With but who, by the way, was posing with a fucking barbecue dog the other day.
I
It
saw.
gets
Ugh.
stranger and stranger. What a fucking psychopath.
I'm sure Lisa Vanderpump was upset about it.
Oh, she made a comment.
No, well, she just that's her whole movement against
Yeah.
UN, against
Against
for
barbecuing
barbecuing
dogs.
dog.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, how can you not be against that?
Yeah.
But no, I
I
actually
feel like
the
Mary Cosby would find a
next
way.
debate.
Just somehow Mary Cosby would be like, what?
There's the night of the debate, I went on Twitter and I never go on Twitter. And I just wanted to see like what the hell is everyone else doing? And I just there's this constant there's Kennedy ads all over the place. Like just it was like there's another choice.
There sure is. It's not, it's, oh God. Imagine hearing his voice for like,
Okay, I
I
didn't
don't know the
even
name of
know.
the
It's something
ailment.
neurological.
It's
It's something
neuro,
neurological.
or maybe
It's
it's the brain worm.
neurological. It actually happened to my mom's friend. It just one day she was in her car and she was just like and she used to speak completely normally and then she couldn't and
I
it's
mean, I kind
something
of sound like him today. It's like, I go to, I have
no.
days. I go, what is it? So we moved to LA. My father gets a job at the porn restaurant. My grandmother wants us to convert to Jehovah's Witness.
I love Cosmo.
I do too. Switching gears real quick, I want to talk about Maxine.
Okay.
Wait, okay, so
Have you seen Pearl and X?
I have.
Okay.
And so you have or no? Yeah, but like
Yeah, of
people don't
course.
realize, you could, this is like not at all related to Pearl. Like, you don't even need to see Pearl to appreciate Max. Like, it doesn't have anything to do with
I
helps,
mean,
but
X, yeah,
I
X.
mean, Pearl's the best one, I think, in
Pearl's
the.
the best one, but it has no real like consequence on this. X does a little bit, but even if you hadn't, and I actually have friends who haven't seen it. And they went to see Maxine and they loved it.
There's enough backstory there and like flashbacks.
Right. And stylistically, out of all of them, it was my favorite.
Yeah, Maxine is, oh, what, Pearl or X?
Maxine
Maxine
is
for sure.
stylistically. Yeah.
Yeah, and it definitely
I
had a bigger
love the way it
budget.
looked.
Yeah. So what would you get, like, starting off, like 1 out of 10, what would you?
1 out of 10. I'm gonna vote for it in terms of horror movies, like in its own category, not like this isn't like Oscar stuff,
Yeah.
whatever. As far as like horror movies go, it's solid eight.
Okay. Yeah, I'd say 8 too. I was gonna say like 7.8 or something like that, but yeah,
Yeah,
yeah.
seven or eight, but I would say eight, only because the gore parts are so fucking out of control and funny. I was the only one laughing in the theater because
Oh
of course
yeah.
I went and heard it.
At the alleyway scene.
Yes, the
Yeah.
alleyway scene, even at the very, oh, come on, Judy. The last violent thing at the end, I was like, I screamed and laughed. But no one else in the theater was laughing. I was like, what's wrong with you people? You dead inside?
There was one scene where everyone was clapping in my theater. It was I don't want to give it all away for everyone listening,
Sure.
but the car scene where she's gets fed up, gets out of the car, walks over to Kevin's car
Oh my God,
and
yes.
just starts,
Yes.
you know what I mean? That was
Kevin
great.
Bacon's in it.
And the music was great in the background, all of
Oh, the
the
music was incredible.
yeah. I really enjoyed her friend. I forget Moses Sumney, the video store clerk.
Right. Okay. I didn't know who he was. What else has he been in?
I'm not sure. I think he's a music artist, I want to say. It's pretty like indie, I
Oh.
think. I don't know a lot about him. Kind of an interesting cast. I really enjoyed it. I feel like the
Was Halsey one of the hookers
yeah,
or
where
sex
she's like
workers?
a sex worker, I guess. Like, yeah.
She was a sex worker. I was like,
Because I think
wait
she was
a
like a
second.
stripper slash, yeah.
I had no idea that that was Halsey. I mean, she was pretty good.
She was good. She's in it for like literally like one scene.
Very quick, yeah. But
Yeah.
she's like better than definitely Dua Lipa was in Barbie.
Yeah. I thought it was a great film. I just thought that you spend a lot of time with Maxine in it, which is great because I think she's a great character.
I love Mia Goth.
I do
I
too.
think she is so,
She's good.
she's such a good actress, so unique and so weird.
Yeah, she's like a new Shirley Duvall. She gives Shelley
Right.
Duvall kind of
Hopefully
like
it doesn't go that
creepy.
way.
Yeah.
Yes, the creepy, like, she's, I mean, I think that she's hotter than Shelley Duvall ever was. Like, she had
Yeah.
way more sex appeal than Shelley Duvall ever had.
Yeah.
Rich did a really great interview with her. It's in Time. It came out last
Oh,
week.
really? Okay.
Yeah,
About this
she
film.
it's awesome. She's weird.
But she has a kid with Shia LaBeouf, so you'd have to be.
It's unclear if they're even still together.
I feel like they are. I feel like they are.
They it because it I don't know. I don't
They're
know
both
if they
fucking
I thought they
weirdos.
were. What?
They're both fucking weirdos. I mean, you know.
Oh yeah. Well, they
Yeah.
were together and then they were like off and on and then they were apart for a really long time and then all the FKA Twig stuff happened and then they got back together like after that lawsuit.
Which is crazy.
I know. And had a kid. That's when they had a kid.
Ugh. Well, speaking of kids,
Oh.
switching gears, Lindsay Hubbard is pregnant.
Okay. Oh right. So I know like
Oh yeah, you don't
it's
really, you're
weird
not
that
a hot summer house person.
I'm not,
Yeah.
and I keep wanting to like jump in. And so
It's
I
really
was like,
easy.
maybe I'll just watch a couple of reunions and then watch a season
Yeah, like honestly, you
because
don't have to watch a full season to understand, but it does help. But I think once you, and I'd say like it starts getting really good around season three.
yeah,
Honestly, one
okay,
and
because
two are kind of inconsequential.
I didn't like those twins and their faces,
Yeah,
and that was what
no.
got me away from it. And I was like, well, now I'm not like, now I'm like, not, I don't know what's going on. So I don't want to like jump in.
I would, the only reason you would need to watch one and two is to understand how awful the men are, but men are awful in general. So
They're
you don't, yeah, you don't need to
absolutely.
like, had to
Yeah, I've been briefed on
be
that.
there. But no, she's pregnant and she released it, or she like dropped that news on 4th of July at 8 p.m. via Instagram with a post that was partnered with Clear Blue.
Right. I mean, at least she got her
Yeah.
breath.
People were like dragging
Right.
her as they do because people just want to fucking hate this woman. But like my thing is like, why be on reality TV if you're not getting paid for brand partnerships? Like they're,
I would 100% take a brand partnership,
yeah.
especially like to make as much money as you can.
Yeah, because you know that these shows don't really pay for fucking much and
Well, you know that apparently Dorinda leaked it.
yeah. Well,
And
that's
then
believable.
she was kind of like forced to come out.
Yeah. But why would you like not want producers to know that you're pregnant if you were going to the traders?
I think
And
because they weren't allowed to have pregnant people. They
No
didn't
pregnant.
want pregnant people.
We don't want pregnant people. That's definitely like illegal, right? There's got to be.
No, I think it was because of liability or something, like with the challenges that they
Okay.
do.
Because I feel like
Like I think
familial
that,
status would be a protected class underneath some.
oh, I'm sure, but not,
No
I don't
pregnant.
think in the reality
But you know,
TV.
yeah, no bro. It's like,
Call up Bethany, get
I put on
her
my lawyer
lawyer.
glasses for a second there. I was like, what's that, a protected class?
I mean, but reality TV, there's no protection whatsoever. So,
Absolutely not. But everyone's still going to sue anyways, right, Brandi Glanville?
right. Oh, she's not even
Jesus
suing though,
Christ.
is she? She can't even get her shit together to sue. She sent
Her
like a cease
tweets are
and
like
desist.
nuts. Her tweets are like in all caps and the words are bleeding into. I don't know, man.
She's falling apart.
Yeah.
She's really falling apart.
Yeah,
I
like
saw it.
physically,
It's actually really
mentally.
sad.
Yeah.
I want to see that footage. I want to see
Yeah,
Morocco. And
I
I want to be the judge of the whole
do.
thing.
We should storm. We should storm NYC, NYC, NBC Universal. We should storm it like January 6th. We take
Yes.
back the Capitol. We take back the footage.
You know, like
Literally,
dressed
just
in
like,
stupid outfits.
or like scaling a building like old school Catwoman, like with like the fucking actual film reels. Oh my God.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Question for you. Would you rather pay $150 a month or $15 a month to work out with the same high-quality gym equipment? At Planet Fitness, you can get top-tier equipment for $15 a month. Plus, save $28 or more when you join now during our Strong Choice Sale. Our weights weigh the same, you just don't pay the same. Enjoy free fitness training and 24-hour access at most clubs, all in the judgment-free zone. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month, cancel anytime. Deal ends October 10th. See club for details.
What was I gonna say? No, one more thing about Lindsay Hubbard. I just kind of think it's like kind of fucking nuts though. Like, to think what kind of state of mind do you have to be in to like choose to live in a summer house in Montauk every weekend with your ex-fiance, a recent ex-fiance, and a house full of
Very
women
recent. Like it
that
hasn't
fuck.
even been a year yet, right?
No, yeah. Oh, yeah, like less. And also like a house full of women that fucking hate your guts and they're gonna be drunk all the time.
Oh, the
That can't
women don't
be.
like her?
Everyone hates her on the show. But it's kind of giving like Teresa season three, well, through forever. You remember that one season where Teresa's at the reunion and literally
Everyone, no, the
they might as
season
well just had
four
her on a
season
chaise lounge by herself and in a couch
four
full of other people.
with the green Christmas pageant dress.
Yeah, that was great, man.
Well,
You
people
know,
love an underdog.
my friends are my friends Garrett and Andrew. They my friend Garrett was on Bravo. He had a show.
Right. Oh, the
Landscape.
gardening show.
And he's never like watched all of Jersey. So he's like been going back with his husband and starting from season one. So now he's about around when Siggy leaves, I think.
Okay.
Crazy, right? I mean, to see like I imagine like getting to see it all, like that show was quite
Well,
different.
Rich has never ever watched a season of Real Housewives ever.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Are you gonna make him ever sit
He's
down
never
and
seen Real Housewives. And he's like, I feel like he's had just something against it.
yeah,
And we got
well,
in a fight
yeah.
about it once when we were high, like years
I
ago. And I took it really seriously, and then he took it really seriously. I was like, you just want to watch it because, you know, blah, 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 blah. And I was like, why wouldn't you take my suggestion? You know I like cool things. And then so we are watching season one jersey for our premium series Walu, and it's his first time. And
when is
he's
this,
like, so he
when is
doesn't
the start?
Even know, like, when is what start?
You're gonna watch it for the season for like
oh
four.
Yeah, we're in the middle of it. We just finished
okay.
We just finished episode three.
Okay, great.
He's like, Danielle.
Oh yeah,
he was
let's
like,
gotta talk about
what do you
this.
think of Danielle? He was like, well, she sucks out the energy in the room,
Yeah, I
but she's
mean,
electric.
she was never wrong about anything she said. It's just the message, or it's the way
Right.
it's delivered, you know? It's like Azealia Banks.
Right.
It's like,
She's
yeah,
just, exactly.
Yeah.
But also, like, you know, it's actually interesting watching it now with the knowledge of like what she
Yeah.
actually did. The whole time you're watching it, the season, like going in the first time, you don't know that, like,
She
you
kidnapped
know,
somebody.
what the fight with Dina was.
Yeah.
And what's what?
Well, and also
With
she
Cynthia.
kidnapped somebody.
Well, yes, but the original thing, like even before they found the book, the thing that like they were all pissed off about was that because Dina told this story, I think it was on Juicy Scoop years ago. She did like a 2-hour Juicy Scoop special. It was actually really good because
I
Heather
refuse
just
to
let.
listen to that woman.
Oh no, but it's, I know, I don't like her,
Yeah.
but I just liked it because she doesn't talk. Dina's talking the entire time. She's just telling a story. So so they all met, they all were cast on the show. Dolores was cast, then Dolores dropped out last minute, and then they need another person. The hairdresser suggested Danielle, and then they met up with Danielle. They hung out a couple of times, and then Dina went and got them. They made a sizzle tape, and apparently, you know, it sold. Dina went and got them all a lawyer together because, like, you know, Danielle couldn't afford a lawyer, and worked out a deal. And then they had a Better Nations deal. So for a
Oh, wow.
long
So
time,
that means
all
they
of
all
their
get
money,
paid the same, right?
same, yeah.
Okay.
So they had this Better Nations deal, and it was like it was great for them. And Dina like worked that all out, and then she just needed them to get to sign these contracts. And then Danielle told, like, I don't, this is what's weird. I don't know what made her dislike Dina in this moment, but she ran to Dina's ex-husband and told him that Dina had forged his name on these documents.
Oh my God.
Because you need both parents to sign
Yeah.
off if a kid's on a thing.
Yeah.
And then it caused this like huge thing with the father. And then that's why Dina was like, fuck off. Like, I don't want anything to do with you. But they don't say that during the whole season because Dina didn't want any of that on TV. And but
Okay.
watching it back now and having that knowledge, I'm like, oh, this all makes sense now.
Okay,
Because before it was
yeah.
like, what Danielle?
It was kind of, yeah, there was something that we weren't really getting. And then I couldn't tell if like they just didn't want to break the fourth wall. But yeah.
I mean, and then, you know, Caroline famously like cries and is like, what you did at
You
the
go
reunion.
yours. Yeah.
You know what you
That
did.
the reunion set.
That Andy said that's the worst, the ugliest one in Housewives history. It's the one he hated the
I would
most.
agree. I would agree.
It has nothing going on in the background. It's like there's no, they didn't take into accountability any close-ups on anyone's face.
What's the
So
best
there's
reunion
literally
set?
just like a blue screen. What's the best?
Yeah.
Ooh, you know, I really, really like in the OC how they had that big
That's
big
around.
screen behind them. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I thought that
Yeah.
looked really nice. I also really liked in OC when they had that the stairs that were fake and they went to nowhere, and Brooks like went out there to like
I remember that he like broke up with Vicky on national TV and walks away.
Made that weird exit. I thought that the SLC, the most recent one,
Yeah, the
was
shipwreck.
so awful.
It was
The
so,
shipwreck that was
but it's
also
so
snowy.
ridiculous. And I think that like an overarching theme for SLC though is artifice. Like it's kind of like a deconstructed Housewives
Right.
show because it's the last kind of right? It's like the newest Housewives, right? It's like the last one that.
And it's the only Housewives that went into it in the first season knowing it was a Housewives show.
Yes. Right. Yeah.
Because all the other ones, they were like,
There
we're
are
just making a
other
pilot,
things.
Manhattan Moms, New Jersey Moms,
Yeah.
whatever.
No, exactly. And I feel like also like it's like a different generation of them. Like they've seen iterations of what Housewives is before.
Yeah,
So
they were all fans.
Yeah, but it's like artifice, and I'm not saying that in like the negative sense. Like it works for them. Like they do it really well because someone like Lisa Barlow is obviously fucking delusional, but it just like it hits.
Right. It's
Yeah.
good.
It's performative, but yeah, no, a stage set like that just works for them. I wonder
But
if that new season will
it
be good.
felt suffocating though. Didn't you feel like it was gonna it like there it was hard for them to move without touching something?
Yeah.
There was like a big like part of a ship that like it seemed like it could hit their head at any moment.
Yeah, it was definitely like the Goonies, the last
Yes.
scene. Yeah.
Wait, what were you gonna say?
No, just that.
Oh, I cut you off.
Oh, so speaking of Bethany and Luann, right before we got on here, I saw that they ran
I
into each
saw.
other in the Hamptons, and I guess they've made up. It's basically
With
like
Emma
the
Roberts? Why are they in a
right,
friendship with
like
Emma
what?
Roberts?
Who's also very kind of strange woman. Like, I think she's kind of a right? She's like has
Emma
roots.
Roberts?
Yeah. Isn't she like
I mean,
nutty?
she has like a DV history, right?
Yeah,
Allegedly.
with Evan, yeah.
What is it, Peters or
Evan
Peterson?
Peters. Evan Peters.
Okay.
My, honestly, my king.
I know.
That's
You
my
know what I
Johnny
love?
Depp. Like people, I don't get Johnny Depp things. Like people like love Johnny Depp for some reason. I mean, as I don't,
Oh,
especially not now,
I hate Johnny Depp.
but people like kind of like that brooding. I like an Evan Peters, but
Oh, in Mayor is it Mayor from Mayor of Easttown? The way that he does a
oh,
Philly
that's right. He's in
slash
that. Yeah.
South Jersey accent is perfect. And that is
Yeah.
such a hard accent to do. And he fucking nailed it.
Yeah. I loved that show. I was
I
just gonna
love that show.
say something else that he was in. It'll come to me in a minute.
Oh,
Yeah.
Dahmer? Is that
Well,
who it is?
no. It'll come to me. I lost it. I was something about him. Oh, I was gonna say,
Wait.
oh, totally forgot. I saw Bratz the other day. A Brat? Brat? Bratz? The documentary with Andrew McCarthy that's on Hulu about the Brat
Oh,
Pack.
okay. Yes, I
Masturbatory
started watching it, but
exercise
I
and like
fell asleep.
self-importance. I thought it was awful. It
I
was
that's why I fell asleep, but he also was like it the way because he directs it,
Yeah.
but then he also is starring in it instead
Yeah.
of like, you know, just sort of like sitting behind the camera and then trying to get, you know, everyone else's point of view. He just was like, you could tell that he didn't have shit when in the beginning of the thing,
Yeah.
so much time is spent him making phone calls to
Yeah.
people and not
Yeah.
even playing the other end of the phone call.
Yeah.
He's like just trying to lock down like access to like Ally Sheedy.
Yeah. Like, I'm sure she's not doing shit. She was sitting on her couch when he interviews her. Like, and she also lived in New York, I think, right? Something like that. But
Well, she used to, but she left. Oh no, that's Jennifer Jason Leigh. Never mind. I don't know what the fuck Ally
But
Sheedy's
like pe
doing.
these people aren't doing anything. But the thing is that if you're gonna make a documentary about the Brat Pack and Molly Ringwald doesn't want to get involved, maybe don't do it. One time I went to
Right.
Subway and they ran out of lettuce, and I was like, you should probably just close for the day because I don't know what else you're
Right.
gonna do. Like it's kind of like,
How? They
right?
ran out of lettuce.
Lettuce. But like if like Molly Mo or Molly Ringwald is the lettuce of, rather she's the meat. That'd be like,
Right.
you
I
can't.
it's weird. It's weird that she, I wonder if she just really dislikes him.
I think she is actually still working. I mean, she was in Ryan Reynolds or Ryan Reynolds,
Murphy.
Ryan Murphy's feud recently, and she does like a ton of
Right.
stage stuff. So I think she's still working. So I don't think she really wants to be like
I
Emilio
mean, like,
Estevez is a weirdo.
but I think if someone would, I think, I mean, yeah, he married Paula Abdul. I
Who looks
think that if,
great.
like,
She's performing last night. I saw
oh my
video
God, she looks
footage.
incredible. And you know what? She's like, she's not all weird anymore because she
I
finally got her pain med situation worked out.
I
Like,
love her.
she's doing ads for this new pain med that, like, is not an opiate. So it's like a shot that you take once a week and it's not an opiate. It's like one of those like kind of like it's almost like an EpiPen type of thing. And she's like lucid and
Good for her because
cogent.
she's amazing. You know, she said that she was reached out to ages ago for Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, I think. I think she
Oh my
mentioned
God,
that.
I would love it.
I would
Do
be
it.
amazing, right?
Please do
Especially,
it.
I love her so much.
Oh my
Oh,
God.
Paula,
I
Paula.
would love to see her lose her shit.
Imagine
I mean, I've seen it on Hey Paula.
her and Kim Richards at the same time.
Oh my God. Or I just feel like I would, you know, Lisa Rinna would fucking devour her.
She would devour her.
Rinna would be super nice to her and then would destroy that woman's life.
Crappy Lake with Kim Richards and Paula Abdul.
Wait, did you hear Jeff
Paula Lewis? Drowned in Crappy Lake. Help. Holy it's just God. Kim Richards in a canoe somewhere.
Wait, did you know that Rich actually wrote this article about how Paula Abdul has been saying for years that she was in a plane crash and there's no evidence of her having ever been in a plane crash? He looked at all of the flight records.
He told me this.
In all of time of like when it was supposed to have happened. There was not even a flight. There wasn't even a flight. And I think that she was just saying that because of the pain med
stuff. That makes sense. Yeah. I would say a ski accident or something at least.
Right. There's not like governmental records of you.
Yeah, right.
Boarding something. I heard Jeff Lewis say, because he was on the 15th anniversary of Watch What Happens Live.
Mm-hmm. And he's always, every time he goes anywhere, he's always fighting with some woman. He is like the most miserable. I would hate to be around
him. Sonya was talking shit about him. Like, mm-hmm. Within earshot, like she was literally sitting behind him and talking about him and he was getting pissed off.
But he's a really easily hateable person though. So I don't usually blame people
sure. But like you have to handle him the way that like Andy handles him. Some people just take him too seriously.
Yeah. And
I would never take someone with lips like that.
Yeah.
Criticizing me and he has that on his face, I would be like, get out of here. So but he said that the reason why, because he said that Sonya was like beyond wasted.
Yeah.
That it was so disruptive. And he said the reason why Crappy Lake wasn't mm-hmm. renewed was because of her drinking.
Drinking. And I totally believe that.
I believe it.
I think it was the viewership too. I mean, nobody was fucking watching that. I watched it for like two episodes and I was like, this is cute. And then I was like, I'm not watching it.
It was really nice. It was really good background stuff for when I was like doing my makeup before I went out last summer. Yeah. I kind of liked it. Would come through and I would start laughing and then you didn't have to like completely pay attention the whole time.
Yeah.
But I really do just like watching Luann and Sonya together. So it was like, it was disappointing that they couldn't do something else together, you know?
If there
I'd
was
have to see them back at that same place again.
I don't need to see them. Yeah, no. But I don't need to see them again, but is there any other maybe Bravo person or housewife that you could think of that really would deserve to kind of have their own? Because obviously a lot of these people usually work in an ensemble scenario, but you take them out of that, it just doesn't pan out. Like Nene always thought that she needed to have her own show. I don't want to watch a show with just Nene. I'd watch it with her and Kim. Nene
reacting to people.
Yeah, she's reactive. Is there anybody though you think that could really?
Well, I don't think anyone deserves to be on reality TV.
Okay.
No, it's not the human race. But, yeah. I don't think anyone deserves it.
It's not a, it's not like, protected under the.
But I do like watching Dorinda. Like that's why I like watching Girls Trip. Idea that Girls Trip is dead now is very upsetting to me because I thought that was a great place for Housewives when Housewives get old and they get put out.
Use why they wouldn't just recast with different people and they just keep going. I don't understand what, but I guess it's just
it must have something to do contractually with the production company
that
they were working with. The production company is also getting sued and the actual producers.
It's a liability.
And I think perhaps like if that production company had pitched the show, then it's like technically like theirs.
Yeah.
So is it truly? I don't know. It's got to be that like it's just there's just some shit like legal shit going on, and it has to do I'm sure with the lawsuits and but like I really liked watching women get together and I'm really pissed that we're robbed of watching Alex McCord.
Yeah, that's the like and also Camille with Alex McCord, like what are they gonna talk about? You know, I mean Gretchen. Nuts.
I know all these people that got together. Fuck. It just seemed so good. It was gonna be good. It could have been great.
Speaking of girls trips, we're also as a Potomac was just spotted in Panama City and someone tweeted they were like Panama City, Florida or Panama. Because with this cast you gotta ask.
Was it Florida?
I think it was Panama, like actual Panama. which I could not really pick out on a map. I mean, I know generally I'm not like an idiot, but I would have a hard time placing where.
Oh no, it's actually really easy because it's when you look down at like Central and then South America, it's the
connective
narrowest part because it's the canal there.
Okay. Never been.
And that like brings you over to like between the Atlantic and the Pacific, so you don't have to go all the way down and around.
I hope Potomac gets it together. I don't know.
Actually, Panama has been like a top destination spot for me.
Really?
Like I've been wanting to go. Yeah, because they have those like sort of those huts on the water the way that they have in like Bora Bora, but it's like way cheaper. And they also, although they had built an Ace Hotel in Panama City, but it apparently closed since then. But people were going, it's like really affordable. I mean, I don't think Potomac's
Well, I
gonna
mean,
make it any more popular or whatever,
no,
but
no. But I mean, if it's affordable, then you know that, well, they're the franchise
that's why
for it.
Potomac's
You
there.
know, Potomac, exactly. I want to ask you
Yeah.
what, let's get into your list a bit. What is on your list this week? I want to just, the first thing. We'll carry it
Okay.
into the bonus because we're going to talk more
Sure.
about other stuff.
I really like the Not Like Us video.
I
Have
haven't
you
seen
seen
it. I
that?
saw like a clip where he's like on hopscotch, but I'm just so over this song. This song is like,
It actually, I was like kind of just whatever about the song, but after I saw the video, I was like, oh, I like the song now.
No, what's
It
the
like
video?
made me like the song.
Okay, maybe I'll watch it after this.
It just, it, but it's also stylistically, it's just really great. But also, like, it's confusing because, like, he had, Kendrick had been linked to Bloods in the past. Like, he had Bloods Association,
But then he's crip
but
walking.
he's wearing all blue in
And is he crip
this,
walking in it?
and he's, they're all crip walking. Everyone's crip walking.
Okay.
So I don't
I'm
really,
confused.
I know, but then there is red in it too. So like maybe he's the bridge. Maybe he's trying to bridge Compton
It's kind of
together.
like the pride flag. Every time I look, there's a new color added. By the
Oh,
way,
there's exactly.
From an
What
LG,
is
from a gay
brown?
person, I don't
What
even
is
fucking
brown on
know.
it?
I don't know. And there's
Okay.
like a triangle on it, and like I don't know, and a circle, I think.
Oh, there's a
Honestly, we're
circle.
adding it. I'm just like, I always thought the pride flag was ugly to begin with. I mean, it's like, it's a blocky gradient. It's not even like, it'd be nice if it was like a kind of actual gradient, but it's like the
Right.
ugliest primary colors altogether and they don't flow,
Right. It's
you
like,
know?
it's not like a fun rainbow. It's
Yeah.
not like a rainbow bright kind of rainbow. It's like, it's like a cheap, it's like a Walmart rainbow.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah. Speaking of, I was just thinking of this. So the number two thing on my list this week is Teresa and Larsa. Well, Teresa
Oh, it's on
photoshopping.
my list.
It is?
That
Okay, yeah. Someone
was
was photoshopping the, well, anybody hasn't seen, Teresa
it's got to
posted
be
a
Teresa that did it because
Teresa,
she didn't have her
absolutely.
readers on.
But she like literally photoshopped them from like a different place in swimsuits and then put them onto a beach. It's the worst Photoshop job I've seen this year.
Didn't do any shadow at
None.
all. So
Nothing.
they're just like they're just deposited on this beach. There's like just pixelation all around them.
So strange.
She clearly just didn't have her readers on, and she was just like, "Oh,
Yeah.
did something," and like
People
I'm
are
sure
photo.
like a few drinks in.
Yeah. People are photoshopping them in different places now. Someone put them at Stonewall. People put them at the signing of the Declaration. People put them at the Last Supper.
Oh my God, that's
It's
incredible.
amazing.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. Has Larsa made a comment on it?
No, but Teresa turned the comments off, so we wouldn't know. So
What
yeah.
was
God, I love
the
Teresa.
original? I want to know what was the original background that she couldn't use that.
Yeah, I have no fucking
What would
clue.
have been so bad about it?
Probably
I
Louis
mean,
did
clearly
it.
we're at some kind of like resort type of, I mean, they're in bathing suits.
Yes. I want to talk more about Real Housewives of New Jersey. Kenya's been fired. I want to talk about that. I want to talk
Yeah.
about,
Oh, Kenya's not only been fired,
she's
Kenya
going to
Moore
sue
Hair
now.
Care has been
Wait.
dropped. Kenya Moore Hair Care has been dropped from Sally Beauty Stores.
Because of that?
Yeah.
Okay, we're going
And
to talk about it. We're going to talk about it. I want to go to the bonus episode. I want to talk about what Lindsay Hubbard's baby is going to be like in 20 years. I want to talk about Real Housewives in New Jersey, Danielle or Jen. Don't tell me whose side you're on yet. But I can already probably guess whose side you're on. Are you caught up with Jersey? You
I'm
are,
caught
right?
up, yeah.
Okay, yeah. It's
Unfortunately.
awful, unfortunately, right?
So
I want to talk
bad.
about Tree Huggers, The Undoing of Jackie Goldschneider. And tell the people about your podcast. And you said that you're watching Real Housewives of New Jersey also as what, a subscription based?
Yeah, we're doing first season Real Housewives of New Jersey, subscription based. We also are on, we're on video now, but for subscribers. And we
do you do full face and makeup and everything, or do you just get
you know what? I do a full natural.
Okay.
I don't do a beat. I do put on a BB cream and some mascara, but I don't do a full beat.
You do it in the dining room.
Rich would never be able to take it. He would never be able to like wait for me to like an hour for me to like do my makeup while, you know, he's there getting ready or whatever.
I just picture you like sitting, you know how they always took the photo of them in front of the green screen? Yeah. You just wear the same outfit every time because you think you're like filming a testimonial. It's just the same.
We do pot psychology. You can go to patreon.com/pot psychology, or you can just find it on iTunes. And and then Pipe Dreams, I sell bongs and pipes, and t-shirts. I need to come out with a new I haven't done a new t-shirt in a while. I haven't done a t-shirt drop.
Neither have I.
I've been working on pot psychology merch. We haven't launched it yet, but we did a whole line of just, because we don't have an actual logo. We never did. Like, we don't have like a logo or a font.
Yeah.
Because we used to just always put our logo, we used to like take famous logos and just put Pot Psychology as the famous logo. And so we decided to do that with chain restaurants. So we have just like a shit chain restaurants that says, like, we did like Pizza Hut, Red Lobster.
I love that.
On the Border. You know, Fridays, and it actually looks so good. I'm so excited for that to come out.
I was just thinking actually the other day, completely unrelated, but not unrelated, but with chain restaurants, one of the saddest things about growing older is watching them slowly shut down, like all the different ones, you
Red
know?
Red Lobster just declared bankruptcy.
I know.
And that was like my favorite.
And even the ones that I like would never even walk into, it's nice, comforting knowing that they exist, like an Arby's. It's like, I like knowing that it's out there in the world. On the Border, I feel like probably is on the border of financial collapse, you know?
Yeah. But somehow.
Support local businesses, everyone.
Somehow Chili's persists.
So, and still we rise.
And Applebee's, somehow they're the worst ones. They were always my least favorite, and somehow they're the ones that have been able to survive.
But like sometimes hits, not even gonna hit. But like, you know what also? Like Wendy's, I ordered Wendy's today.
I just saw you drinking out of a giant Wendy's cup.
I had a Wendy's cup that I'm drinking out of on a, right
now. It's huge, like 64 ounces.
It's huge. That'd be a really good Halloween costume. Okay, let's go over to the Wendy. Or I was thinking like a couple's costume, but I doubt I'll be in a couple by the time Halloween rolls around. But being a coconut tree, and in the context of everything in which came, I don't know how you do that, but there's a way to do it as a couple's costume. Guys, follow Tracy. Where do they follow you?
Tracy Morrissey. Tracy's with an IE on everything. Mm.
Okay. You guys know where to find me. Go to patreon.com/thebelist to subscribe to the bonus episode. And we're going to meet you guys over there on the B side. Bye, guys. Bye.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This October, Tanger invites you to shop pink and save lives. Your donation of $10 or more to the Breast Cancer Research Foundation helps fuel innovative research that brings us closer to a cure. It also unlocks exclusive savings from brands like Coach, Crocs, Columbia Factory Store, and more to shop all month long. Join us as we mark 30 years of advancing research and empowering hope. Donate and access your exclusive savings today at Tanger.com.